بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم المرور بين يدي المصلي. In this chapter is discussed that it is not permissible, it is impermissible that you pass in front of somebody who is making namaz. So this is also a very important aspect, and we should keep this in mind. Today we are becoming generally more and more negligent of this, and we pass in front of people who are making namaz. This is our Jami Masjid is a Masjid Kabir, though it is permissible leaving certain space in front and then we pass. But the person who doesn't know and sees this, that's a person who knows the masala, who is an alim, for example, and he's walking in front of a person who's making namaz, he'll think it is permissible in all cases. So we should try and avoid it, though in extreme cases it is permissible leaving at least about 2 steps or 3 steps of place in front of him, and then we can pass. And also we should keep in mind when we are making namaz, like for example there is going to be a program, a jamaat program, kasht program or bayan, or some alim has come, then sometimes we are standing and though the announcement is made, be careful, don't pass in front of anybody who is making namaz. But we should try also to stand such a place that we don't cause difficulty to people. We want to make long namazes, very good. We want to make our awabin or something, but then go at the back, there are some pillars, columns, stand behind them. And so that we don't cause an obstruction and difficulty for people. Similarly, we should keep this in mind when making namaz at home. If men are making some nafil namaz, or women folk make namaz, then also we shouldn't make it in such a place where people have to pass in front. If we have to make such a place, put a chair or something in front of us as a sutra. But we shouldn't just make our namaz many times. In the masjid also, just at the back somewhere, a person is making namaz. Now somebody from the front wants to go out, then he has to go, or he wants to come for the program here. So he has to go right to the back, pass the turn around that person and then come to the front. So all this is cause of inconvenience. Also, some people have this wrong notion that if somebody passes in front of us when we're making namaz, our namaz breaks. Our namaz does not break, but that person is a sinful person. The same thing, we have to try to be as much as possible careful in the Haramain Sharifain. There it is very big, everywhere everyone is making namaz. They are the big masjids, there is no problem, we can cross, but at a certain space in front. Don't just cross right in front of the person. We should keep it in mind. This is also an important aspect, or like places where there are facilities for women to make namaz. And if it's a little bigger place and a woman just makes at the back, or in many public places like hospitals, at the airport, there are facilities for namaz. Some people just make it right at the back, and then the people, and there are continuously jamaats that have been made there. People come in, 2-3 people make the jamaat. Then if we are making it at the back, then for them to go to the front, they have to cross in front of us. We make it difficult. So we should try and choose such a place that we don't cause inconvenience to anyone. This is an important aspect of deen also. So this is the chapter on the prohibition of passing in front of a person performing namaz. عن أبي الجهيم عبد الله بن الحارث بن صمة الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت أبو جهيم عبد الله بن الحارث بن صمة الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لو يعلم المار بين يدي المصلي ماذا عليه. If the person who passes in front of somebody who is making namaz, if he knew what guna has come upon him, لَكَانَ أَن يَقِفَ أَرْبَعِينَ خَيْرًا لَهُ مِنْ أَن يَمُرَّ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. It will be better for him to stand at one place for 40. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam either did not say 40 days, 40 minutes, 40 years, whatever. Or this, the Rawi says, I don't know whether he said 40 days, 40 months or 40 years. Ulama generally says 40 years. that a person stands in one place for 40 years. We can't stand today for 4 minutes in one place. And for 40 years to stand, that guna is more bigger than that, than the punishment of standing in one place for 40 years. So therefore, we should keep this in mind, and whatever, if we have made mistakes, make tawbah and istighfar to Allah Ta'ala when we have crossed in front of the musallis. A person performing salah is focused towards Qibla and in dialogue with Allah Ta'ala. And now we are causing a disturbance to that person. So therefore, we should try and avoid causing any disturbance. His mind is to Allah, and now we are passing in front of him. And also, writing on clothes, etc. And even writing in the masjid, even the names of Allah, etc. Anything which, when a person is looking down and his eyes can fall on it, this also should not be there. This also causes a distraction. Automatically a person wants to read what is written there, and this causes distraction, whereas total focus is required. So clothes, plain clothes should be worn, and there shouldn't be writing on the clothes, especially at the back, because the person who's standing behind us, then he's looking at that and he wants to read what is written there. So that also we should try and avoid. A person who walks across him distracts him from his purpose and has therefore been warned against doing so. Ulama state that 40 in this hadith refers to 40 years. So this we should be careful. Though this is a masjid, a kabir, a big masjid, where it is permissible at some distance from the musalli to pass in front. But at the same time, we should try and avoid that also, not to cause confusion to other people. Just like to make qaza namaz after asr is permissible. But we are advised not to do it in a public place. Because that person, somebody sees him and they will think that he is making some nafil namaz which is not permissible after asr. So he should do it in a private place, because a person who is doing qaza has now become pious. He's conscious of his past namazes. And looking at him, people will think a pious person is making, they may get the wrong impression. So in all these masail where people can get confused, we must take more precaution in those masail as well.